Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Another Wednesday. Here we are. I am deep in the Hurricane Milton. Deep in it, baby. It's all that's all that's on my TikTok feed. We're going to talk about it. If you are in Tampa, St. Pete, Florida as a whole, I'm thinking of you. This one looks a little bit monstrous. We'll see, though. This the storm should be hitting tonight. No, I don't like tragedy porn. I'm not into it because I like tragedy porn. Can I even say that right off the top? Is YouTube going to take it down? Probably. I'm not into it because of the tragedy aspect of it. I'm into it because of the historicness of it. When you have meteorologists on TV breaking down, trying to stifle their tears while talking about a hurricane, it's not good news. It's a wild time. It's a big, big storm. I'm not going to pretend to know anything about hurricanes. I'm no expert, obviously, but anybody can look at this storm. I mean, when you have the mayor of Tampa getting on air and being like, if you do not evacuate, you will die. I mean, they never say that. They're usually just like, ride it out, motherfuckers. It's going to be okay. You know, but it's not good when the Tampa mayor is like, literally, you're going to die. Leave. Please leave. I don't even know where these people are supposed to go. And by these people, I mean Floridians. Those crazy Floridians. Their brains are melted from the heat. I love Floridians. I used to be a Floridian, so I feel like I can roast them a bit. But it's all out of love. Floridians are a different breed of people. I don't know where they're supposed to evacuate. You know, it's a whole mess. We'll get into it. Right off the top, I want to say it's good to be home. You know, I've been traveling. Upcoming shows I have Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. That's the only other shows I have this month. Salt Lake City and Las Vegas, October, 16th and 17th. Come out to those shows. Naples, Florida. I'm supposed to be in Naples, Florida next month. November 7th, November 8th, Naples, Florida. If it's not underwater, we'll see. I think Naples is pretty south, but, you know, hard to tell where Florida's going to be, if it'll be completely underwater by next month. It may be. And I'm not saying that out of glee. I mean, it's a bummer. My parents live in Florida. They're on the East Coast. Why couldn't they be on the West? No, they're fine. Pottstown. These are tickets that are on sale now. These are tickets that have been confirmed. They're on sale. Pottstown, Pennsylvania. I'm coming to you. Lexington, Kentucky. I'll be doing a weekend in December over at Comedy Off Broadway. Very excited. If you're in Kentucky, come out to that show. Fort Worth, Texas. Those tickets are on sale now. And then upcoming cities. I'm going to sneeze soon. I'm just going to like, hey, baby. That's what I sound like coming. Have I already made that joke? Sometimes I do bits and I don't know if you've already heard them, but as the time goes on, as these episodes keep rolling, I'm going to be saying the same bits over and over. The same bits that my fiance gets annoyed with that when I say things like, oh yeah, did you hear it? So-and-so died? And then I give it a pause and go, her hair blonde. It's not a funny bit. My fiance hates it. Cities that have been confirmed that I'll be going to at the end of this year and in the beginning of next year: Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania; Westchester, Pennsylvania; Tempe, Arizona; Tempe, Arizona; Dania Beach. I don't know how to say that. You know, I lived in Florida, but I didn't learn the places. I didn't learn how to pronounce them. Is it Waxenville? Okay, Dania Beach, Tampa. I'm supposed to go to Side Splitters in Tampa again. I don't know if Tampa's going to survive this. I'm not excited about it. I'm very sad about it. Tampa's a great city. Ybor City is something. But it's a bit concerning. If anything happens, they'll rebuild. It's just, you know, Side Splitters is made up by bamboo wood. You know, it's not, I don't think that they've renovated Side Splitters in Tampa in the past, I don't know, 50 years. I hope it stays standing after this hurricane, but we'll see. I'm supposed to be going there. Atlanta, Georgia; Chattanooga, Tennessee; Rochester, New York; West Nyack, New York; New York City; Houston; Seattle, Washington; Tacoma, Washington. These are all cities that have been confirmed. Tickets are not on sale yet, but I'm just putting it on your radar. And of course, join the Patreon. These are all the things I have to announce at the front of the episode. If you are on the Patreon, you've got quite an earful this week. I released a Patreon yesterday. It was a little late because I was traveling. I was traveling and stuck in Bentonville, Arkansas. And if you are a Patreon member or an Apple subscriber, you got an earful. You heard my rant on Bentonville. I ranted a lot about Bentonville. And I'll just say that I'm happy that's behind a paywall. Now, listen, I made a TikTok kind of explaining my experience, limited experience of Arkansas, but my experience in Bentonville, Arkansas. If you're not familiar with Bentonville, Arkansas, it's basically the birthplace of Walmart, a great American institution where the employees make $7 an hour and are on welfare while currently being employed. Nothing better than Walmart. Walmart, where they'd make you go take a rapid COVID test when you were in Florida, which is ironic and off-putting to go to Walmart to find out if you have COVID. Don't you think the minute you walk into Walmart, you kind of already have COVID? Okay, I digress. Bentonville, I kind of ripped to shreds on TikTok. You may have seen the video. I didn't expect it to get as many views as it did. I thought the three people living in Bentonville would have seen it, but really it blew up. Overwhelmingly, the comments were, you are dead on. You are right. This place is insane. And then, you know, there were a couple people that were like, if you don't like it, leave. And it's like, I am trying. I was in Bentonville for a comedy festival. It was a fantastic comedy festival. It's probably the most fun ever had in Arkansas. Definitely the most fun ever had in Bentonville. But I did kind of roast the city a bit on my Patreon. I talk about Alice Walton. I believe she's the daughter of Sam Walton, the man who created Walmart. She's a real piece of work. She's got, you know, somebody on TikTok said Alice Walton collects DUIs like she does butterflies. You know, like she's getting them. She's racking them up. She's had DUIs spanning decades. She killed somebody with her car. She's a real Caitlyn Jenner over there. But she racks up the DUIs. I think she killed somebody with her car due to a DUI in 89. You know, welcome back, Taylor Swift. Wouldn't that be funny if the woman she killed with her car is just reincarnated Taylor Swift? Then she'd be okay. I just spilled coffee all over my face. This is good. I'm talking about Bentonville, and the spirit of Walmart is attacking me right now. She's a piece of work. That town is insane. I'm not going to reiterate what I said on the Patreon because, number one, it's behind a paywall for a reason. Number two, I'm not here to bore the Patreon members. If you're a Patreon member, you don't want to hear the same things I've already said. So join the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy, if you want to check out those bonus episodes where I really get personal and candid. But boy, oh boy, Bentonville was quite an experience. The Big Diamond Comedy Festival was a lot of fun. I will say that Bentonville is just a city where the Walton family members have imprinted their hobbies on the city. So like whatever they're into, the whole town is into. It's not a city. I should stop saying city. It's a town. It's a fucked up town. But literally, they're just like, we like doing this, so now you all have to like doing it. And that's what happened with bicycling. These people ride bicycles all over town, but they're not road bikes like you would in like New York City or any other like real city. They like ride trail bikes on paved roads. It's fucked up. The whole fucking place is fucked up. But I'm glad that the overwhelming consensus from people living in Bentonville and around Arkansas was that my take was accurate. You know, of course there's going to be some angry people, all white, that don't like my take on Bentonville, but, you know, they live in Bentonville. They don't know what's out there. You know, some people that are just born in certain places, they don't know what they're missing out on. You travel around like I do, you see the world. Well, country. The country to me is the world, okay? I'm not going to Australia yet. But, you know, you travel around and you kind of get to taste the nation. And sometimes when you're stuck in a hometown or a place you grew up in, no fault of your own. If you do that, that's fine. But, you know, you're missing out on other places. You realize that, hey, maybe Arkansas isn't great. I've never heard anybody say, God, I can't wait to get back to Arkansas. I'm not trying to roast Arkansas here, okay? I'm not trying to say that it's a silly place. That shouldn't exist. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there are better places for me. Everything is subjective. It's not objectively bad. There are people that love Arkansas, and I pray for them. It was fine. Bentonville was fine. The Big Diamond Comedy Festival was very fun. Like I said, if you came out to shows, thank you for coming to the show. Somebody gave me a bracelet. I'll never forget them. I think she was a lesbian, although you can never be sure these days. I was just watching a video of what I thought was a lesbian on TikTok talking about she's a Tampa lesbian, I thought. Short hair, big, beautiful butch smile, you know, everything you'd want in a lesbian from Tampa. And she was, I think she's a paramedic, a very lesbian job. You know, this is checking out on paper, lesbian. And she has a big TikTok following, I think. I don't really know, but she has a lot of views on her videos. And she was talking about evacuating Tampa, as you do as a lesbian. And like, I've seen a couple of her videos and I was like, I love this lady. Not just because she's gay, but she's awesome. And I love her haircut. It's so sensible. And then like, I was watching a video and like halfway through the video, she's like, so me and my husband. And I was like, ma'am, what? I've been duped. But good for you, girl. Okay, I see you. Yeah, you can never tell these days. These lesbians, they're not. They just want the short hair. You know, there's another comic who I thought was a lesbian, and she's got a husband. She's a stand-up comedian. I think she's funny. I don't know. I like her clips when they come up. But one of the clips, I think her name's Ashley or something. She's very funny. But I thought she was very gay. And you would too. This is not me just being like hoping somebody's gay. I never hope anybody's gay. You know, I don't care. I've already found my person. I'm never like, God, I hope they're gay. I don't give a fuck. But this lady, you know, she's cosplaying lesbian. I mean, it's indisputable. But she's very funny, but she always talks about her husband. Her husband's like 70 years old. It's a very fucked up situation. And I don't mean to be a hater. It's just like, what's going on in this world? But, you know, even lesbians are kind of fucked up. I mean, Sarah Paulson is dating, you know, that skeleton, that body lady, Holland Taylor, who I think I referred to as a hospice patient. But she's not. But it is weird. But it's fine. It's a little weird. It's funny to see the reverse of that. You know, we see straight men like Leo DiCaprio hitting on 12-year-olds. Leo DiCaprio's favorite store is Forever 21. You know what I mean? So it's fun to see the reverse of that, where Sarah Paulson is like a thriving 40-something-year-old, and she's just going to, you know, nursing homes and hitting on women. That's fun. That's fun to me. There's no hate. I love Sarah Paulson. I love the gays. I even love the gays that don't know they're gay and have a 7-year-old husband, a 70-year-old. This is getting really off track. The whole point of this is Bentonville is fucked up. Kansas City was great. Tulsa was great for being in Oklahoma. You know, again, Oklahoma is not a place I think to go. It's not a place where I'm like, where can I really kick back and enjoy myself? I know, let's go to Oklahoma. But great time in Tulsa. Thank you so much, anybody, like there were three people there. Thank you to everybody that came to the show at the Looney Bin. Great, great club there in Tulsa. And Kansas City, you were great too. I went to Kansas City on a Sunday night, performed, and it was so much fun. It was a packed out room. Everybody was having a blast. Shout out to Mike, Fixer Mike. I don't know if he listens to this podcast. He may not know how to find it, but, all good time traveling. It was a fun time. Bentonville, I'd like to return to only when I have work. Same with Oklahoma. I think same with Missouri. Again, these are not states I'm going to visit. I'm sorry. I don't ever really go anywhere for vacation. So I don't really vacation. I'm taking my first full vacation. And by full, I mean like 4 or 5 days, maybe 4 days with Lily. Lily passed the bar. My fiance passed the bar. Get the fuck. You can't tell me nothing. She passed the fucking bar. She's a lawyer. We're going to go celebrate in Whidbey Island. On Whidbey Island, not in. On Whidbey Island, where Practical Magic was filmed or takes place in. I'm not really sure. I'm very excited. I love Practical Magic and I love Lily. So I'm really excited for our vacation at the end of this month. A little pre-Halloween time off from the world. And that's where we go. You know, we go, that's what we like to do. We're the lesbians that go, where can we relax? I know, let's go where they film Practical Magic. We're not saying, where can we relax? I know, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's not our thing, but we did enjoy our time there. She came with me because I only take her to the best places. I only take Lily to the best, most gorgeous paradises on earth. But yeah, this Hurricane Milton is brewing. It's all I'm seeing on my TikTok feed. It once was Gypsy Rose, and now it's Hurricane Milton. From Gypsy to Milton. You know, that's the progression for me on my TikTok feed. There's also a guy on TikTok that you should know about. I think his name's Joe. If you're on TikTok, you may have seen this man. I don't remember his full TikTok name. Just search Joe Fungal Shell. There's this guy, he's clearly mentally ill. When I first saw him pop up on my feed months ago, I mean almost a year ago, he was sores all over his face and kind of talking at the camera. He didn't seem to be on drugs. A lot of times you can tell when someone's on meth. There's a lot of deep breathing. It's because their heart's racing and, you know, the ice is pulsing through their veins. And there's a lot of tweaky, you know, behavior. You know, and it's just like, he was very calm and very talking, very matter-of-factly while having these wild sores on his face. And that could be anything. That could be another disease, or that could be him just picking from mania or something. It doesn't have to be meth all the time when you see sores. But he is really blown up on TikTok because he's mentally ill. He's completely mentally ill. And he talks about his jock itch. His fungal shell around his penis. You know, all the things you want to hear about when you're on TikTok, at least I want to hear about. He's stationed like he's a, you know, soldier. He's a soldier of the fungal shell. He's stationed in Austin, Texas, you know. I love Austin. I love that for him. And he just tries to get jobs but doesn't really want to work. He got a job at Goodwill, but he's worried about spreading his fungal shell jock itch. He doesn't know what it is around his groin. He's not sure, but he said that, quote, this thing has been hanging on for 20 years. So he's been having this fungal shell jock itch issue for 20 years. And for some reason now it's an issue when he tries to get a job because he's working with clothes, he says. He doesn't want to spread the fungal shell rash to the clothes at Goodwill. And it's like, honey, those clothes have seen worse. Somebody's died in them, girl. Go ahead and work with your rash. No, everybody at Goodwill has some kind of rash going on. The employees, the patrons, everybody. It should be called Rashville. You're okay, girl. It should be called Rashville. I mean, it's almost like a requirement. But when I drop off clothes at Goodwill, they go, do these have rashes on them? And I say yes. If I say no, they don't take them. You and your fungal shell, Joe, you're okay. That's my TikTok feed. It's Joe with the fungal shell, who doesn't want to work and is clearly mentally ill. That's the other thing. It's like, hey, guys, let's not laugh too much at this. This man needs help. I don't comment on his videos. I don't really repost. I like them, but I don't want to get, you know, it feels a little icky because this man is clearly mentally ill and people are just like, Joe, you're crazy. And it's like, no, he's literally crazy. It's not like goofy crazy. I mean, you know, the internet will just watch somebody with alcoholism die, like World of T-shirts. And just laugh. And so sometimes to take part in that, it's a little sinister. But I do watch them. You know, there's other creators that are kind of like special needs that people lift up. And it's a little, why do we find this entertaining kind of thing? And I'm guilty of it. I don't really comment or, again, I don't really like repost or talk about it. But I watch in the corners of TikTok, in the dark corners of TikTok, I'm watching. Gypsy Rose, I don't know what's going on with her. I did just see a review on my podcast. Thank you so much for leaving reviews if you do, by the way. I love reading the reviews. They're very unhinged reviews, and that makes sense for an unhinged show. This should have just been called Unhinged, or Heather Shaw is Unhinged. I mean, I am kidding, but it's also unhinged, this podcast. It's like stream of consciousness. But I did read a review. The last one written was from Sam from Indy. Because you can put, I don't know how you leave reviews. I know it's on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review and kind of leave your name so I can see it. So Sam from Indy, thank you for your review. Sam said, I love when you throw a little Gypsy Rose in there. I can't get enough. This is for you, Sam. Hi! Watch out for Hurricane Milton, bitch! It's a brewing like a motherfucking storm. Yeah, that'd be fun to see Gypsy Rose as a meteorologist. This thing is more dangerous than me and my boyfriend with a knife set. Watch out! I don't know what's going on with Gypsy. I don't think she blocked me. I'm just not seeing her. What I am seeing is animations now of Gypsy. Old Gypsy audio clips that are being animated by someone, by some king, queen, they, them, probably a they, them. Shout out to that person. You're keeping it fresh and fun. It's a little weird, but I'll take it. That's also my new bio. A little weird, but we take it. But mostly on my feed now is Hurricane Milton. It started hitting my feed this weekend, Friday, Saturday. And now it's all over my feed. Here's why it's now all over my feed. Because when I was flying back from Kansas City to Louisville on Monday morning, my flight was scheduled to go from Kansas City to Tampa, and then I would take a connecting flight from Tampa to Louisville. Now, Sunday night, I was deep on TikTok and watching the footage from Tampa, a lot of shitty weather, a lot of people already in the Tampa airport on Sunday night saying there's no car rentals. The only flights that are leaving are the ones that were scheduled. And even then, we don't know. Flights are ridiculously expensive if you try to reschedule anything or have to change any flights. So I started freaking out because there's no fucking way I'm going to fly into Tampa even 2 days before a hurricane's supposed to hit. I'm just not going to do it, you know, and I was on a Southwest flight. So luckily I could change that flight real quick. And I did. I think I paid $200 extra to fly to Chicago instead of Tampa. I wasn't going to do it. Now I did check on that flight and it did leave out of Tampa on time Monday morning, but girl, I was not about to take that risk because I can just see myself flying into Tampa Monday and then the weather was already shitty in Tampa. So, you know, I'm imagining this flight gets delayed and delayed to the point where like, oh, we can't fly out anymore. The weather's too bad. And now you're just stranded in Tampa until the hurricane comes. And then what do people do in there? Like, because they closed down the airport for Hurricane Milton. So it's like, where do these people go? If you're stranded at an airport and they're like, all right, well, we're closing up shop. You can't stay here. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here. Motherfuckers, get out. Where do you go? I mean, I would assume they'd put you up in the hotel. If there's a hotel in the airport, you know, most airports do that. Can you sleep on the planes? I don't know. I didn't want to fuck around and find out. So I changed my flight real quick. I don't care. You know, I was being safe than sorry. That was my thing. Rather be safe than sorry. Mouth fart. And so I did that. But yeah, Tampa is just, I think the airport currently is closed. Now I'm recording this on Tuesday. So the airport closed this morning, I believe. Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. it shut down. And I'm just concerned for Tampa. Evacuations are happening, but again, a lot of people want to blame people for not leaving if they should evacuate. But the roads, the highways are clogged up. They're clogged, baby. Where are they supposed to go, these people? You know, and if you have a family, if you got pets, and you got, I've seen so many people, women, on TikTok being like, look, I got 3 children. I got 2 dogs. Where do you want 6 people to go? It's extremely expensive to evacuate. The state doesn't give you money to evacuate. You know, we got Israel to fund. So it's a little messy. You can't blame people if they don't evacuate because evacuating is very costly. And also like there's no chance unless you evacuated very early last week, there's no chance. I mean, the gas stations are running out of gas. So now you're on a highway and you run out of gas and you got to go find gas and there's no gas around. So now you're just stranded on a highway. It's very stressful. Florida is going to be sunken. Florida will be the sunken state in 10, 20, 30 years. I don't know when, but it'll happen. There will be no more Florida. I posted a stupid video about me from the, you know, in 40 years, I'll be reminiscing about this thing we used to have called Florida, the penis of America, you know, the little dingle dangle of the country where it was a land of Disney World and Mickey Mouse and bath salts and our governor in heels. You know, it feels like this is obviously global warming. There are some idiots online, probably, you know, people that maybe or maybe did not get their GED. There's a lot of people online that want to believe that this is election interference because, again, they're idiots. They want to believe this is weather manipulation by the elites or the government. They're not really sure. You know, they can't even remember their social security number. How are they supposed to remember this information? You know, it's people that don't want to believe what scientists have been yelling about for 30 to 40 years. Global warming, climate change. It will happen in our lifetime. We're seeing it now. Crazy hurricanes. They're thinking about elevating creating a new category for hurricanes. Category 6. There were only 5 before. Now we need 6. Because Milton is so large, he might need to be a 6. Milton's packing. So you're seeing a lot of people that just refuse to believe science. Can't be science. But when they get a headache, they take their little medicine because that's science. But, you know, can't be this kind of science. Can't be global warming. It's got to be HAARP. It's got to be cloud seeding. They don't know. I mean, these people, they never passed a science test. You know, I don't ever claim to be an expert, but, you know, logic is needed. Huh? Use some logic. The seas are incredibly warm and amping up. This is fuel for a hurricane. This is global warming. Again, we've been warned for it. We have been warned about this by scientists for decades, and we do nothing about it. And now we're seeing what happens. And we don't wake up. DeSantis is the mayor of Florida, and rightfully so. It's rough. Milton, let's see. What's the most recent update here? You know, it doesn't really matter what the most recent update is. I was going to update it, but this thing is going to be hitting tonight. When this episode comes out, it'll be hitting tonight, and it'll be stupid. So, you know that the mayor of Tampa is saying, if you stay here, you're going to die. There's meteorologists on TV weeping. It's great stuff. You know, they made Don't Look Up and nobody listened. DeSantis is refusing calls from Kamala, which is funny. He can't stand it. He cannot. He's not taking calls from VP Kamala Harris about storm recovery just over a week after Helene hammered parts of his states. Yeah, he doesn't want to listen to a woman bitch and moan. He just can't do it. He said, I don't need your help, bitch. I don't fucking care. DeSantis doesn't care about his people. It's fine. Most politicians don't, by the way. Most politicians don't. They'll turn anything into political folly. So this is not, you know, this is not unexpected. I don't know what I don't. I, you know, here's the thing. I'm not super well versed on FEMA or like what you can do. You know, DeSantis is a little bitch. He wears heels in his boots. I don't think he wants to listen to any woman reach out for help. He's doing his own thing. He did his own thing with COVID. I was there. Some of it was, kind of great to be in COVID and not care about other people's health. Not that I was going around. I stayed in, I wore my mask. I was somebody that was just like, I'm just going to wear a mask. But you know, you didn't have to do that in Florida. If you walked around with a mask 2 weeks after the announcement of COVID, some people would call you the F word for gay. You know, it was just a thing. So he's going to do his own thing. He'll figure it out. That's his take. I'm not saying he's actually going to figure it out, but DeSantis is very much like, no, we got this. We got this. It's just, it's fine. It's fine. People die. It's inevitable. It's part of life. People die. I'm not going to talk to that stupid bitch Harris. But it is fitting that DeSantis is going to be the mayor of Florida for this catastrophic hurricane season, because I think there's another one brewing. So, you know, hurricanes, COVID, this guy, he does what he wants. We'll see what happens. I think the thing that would change DeSantis's mind is money. If you know, Florida is the state of tourism, so hit him where it hurts kind of thing, and there will be no tourists if, I don't know, there is no Florida. If people are, you know, not able to go spend money because Disney World is underwater. With COVID, it was like, who cares? There'll be plenty of people to spend money that aren't sick. If you have an immune disorder, ew, die anyways. You know, that was DeSantis's take. It was like, well, if you're fat, you should die. You know, he just didn't care. But if there is no place to spend money in Florida, maybe he'll turn around. Maybe he'll start caring about global warming. I don't know. Former President Donald Trump has talked about Hurricane Helene at length. Huge storm. Oh, at one point he claimed on social media that a photo Harris had posted on social media getting a storm briefing was fake and staged. Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. I think that Kamala Harris could be doing more right now. She's a little bit busy going on Howard Stern and Call Her Daddy. I think that it's not the time to be a memeable queen, slay bitch, slay, work, twerk, queef. You know, I think right now it would be much more powerful if she was kind of going where she can go in the wake of Helene and in the anticipation of Milton, I think it would look much better and look like she was a real leader if she kind of was boots on the ground. Now, I know there's some places she can't go, obviously. I'm not saying that. But to me, it seems a little tone deaf when she's going on Call Her Daddy. You know, to me, like, why are you going on? I know Howard Stern has a great listenership of people in their 50s and 60s and, child. I can't say it on here. I feel like I'll get banned if I say what I want to say. Let's just say people who should be on To Catch a Predator. Now, I liked Howard Stern in the past, but now I don't know what the fuck Howard Stern is. Now he just does serious interviews, and it's like, what are we doing? At one point, you made people, like, fart in jars and then smell it. You would have, you know, porn stars do wet t-shirt contests. Now we're interviewing people seriously, Howard? What are we doing? I saw that Kamala Harris was going to be on Howard Stern. I think she already did the interview. I think it would be fun if Howard just had her ride a Sibian. You know, bring back the old Howard Stern. Put her on a Sibian. Have a ride. Talk about her policies while she's near orgasm. I mean, that's the Howard. What are we going on Howard Stern for then? Just to talk about how much Trump sucks? You know, it's weird. Howard Stern literally had a character called Wendy the Retard. And now he's just talking to Kamala Harris about policies, or I don't even know if they talk about. I don't know what they're talking about. What color are your panties? What color are your panties? Are they like pink? Are they brown? Do your panties match the drapes, Kamala? Do the panties match the drapes? What do you have a double plug? You ever do a little DP action up there in the White House? You ever see Joe Biden naked? Ooh, what's that look like? He looks like he's got to iron his body. What are you doing over there? Like, we're not going to get that Howard Stern interview. That's what I want. Have you ever been with a woman, Kamala? You ever made a woman come? Tell me about that. Tell me. You know, it's, I want that kind of interview. I don't know what we're going to get. And then her on Call Her Daddy is so weird. It's so weird. Dude, this is where politics are getting too pop culture-y and cool. Politics are not supposed to be enmeshed with pop culture. I know that Kamala came out swinging with Brad. She's a brat. She's Kamala HQ. She's for the youth. She's a fucking pop star, queen, queef, slay, bitch. Like, she's getting the youth involved, but now it's a little too much. I don't want to see my politicians on Howard Stern. I don't want to see my politicians while they're actively working, while they're running for office. Sure, put Bill Clinton on Howard Stern. Sure, talk about getting his dick sucked in the 90s by an intern. Great, don't care. Talk about him blowing a saxophone on Arsenio Hall. Great, it's in the past. Who cares? Get Bush up there. Talk about how he was shitting bullets during 9/11. You know, that's fun. Talk about his paintings now, where he just paints the people that he bombed during the war. That's fun, but not when they're running for office. I don't need to see my politicians on Call Her Daddy, a podcast that started with, like, ladies, here's how you really make him come. Like, I don't need to see that. It's a weird dichotomy to have politicians that are running for office, trying to be taken seriously, going on a podcast called Call Her Daddy. It's very odd. And then you hear things like this. Fans of the podcast, hosted by Alex Cooper, are known as the Daddy Gang. Harris wants their votes. Harris said at one point during the interview, I urge all the Daddy Gang, all of you Daddy Gang. Okay. I urge all of the Daddy Gang, don't hear no. Just don't hear it. That was her advice. Don't hear no. But that sounds like, that sounds advice that a dude would give, like, frat brothers. No is not an answer, brother. No, don't, no is no. No means yes. Don't ever take no as serious. No means yes in this house, brother. Now go roofie the fuck out of them.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
It's just weird. I don't know if I want my politicians on anything, even like Joe Rogan's podcast. Just, they got to get out there. And nowadays podcasts are the way to get out there. But I feel like politics, they're just not serious anymore. There is just no, it's all just appealing to like the lower base level of like what's popular. What's, you know, what we got to get on a show that Megan Fox has been on. We got to get on a show that Julia Fox has been on. Any relation there? Is Kamala going to be doing hot ones next? Okay. This one is very hot. Okay. It reminds me of our climate. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to have diarrhea. I'm going to have diarrhea tonight. Oh my. Okay. I'm going to start feeling like Biden, just sweating bullets. I don't know what's next. Where can you go from here? Keep it to 60 minutes. Charlie Rose is no longer around because he got Me Too'd, that creep. You know, I don't know. Larry King's dead. What do you do? We don't have any more institutions like this. We have 60 minutes and that's it. Anderson Cooper. You know, but beyond that, I don't think we have any serious news segments anymore. And you just got to go on, you know, podcasts like Call Her Daddy and Howard Stern's show, which Howard Stern 30 years ago, you know, was getting calls to be removed from the airwaves. I mean, he was a controversial figure, and now he's just talking to Kamala Harris about how she likes to cook. I don't know what they talk about. It's very weird. There's no more political policy talk. Now it's just like a popularity contest. It feels very much like these candidates are running for student president, class president. That's what it feels like. At this point, I don't know who's going to win. I really don't. I think that action after these hurricanes will speak volumes. So it'll be very important for the Biden administration and Kamala Harris to get out and support these people. Because, you know, how they handle these devastating hurricanes, it will speak volumes to the American people. You know, you have Trump saying, you know, he's going to say whatever. But the fact of the matter is Trump's not in office right now. So he can always say, well, I can't do anything. I'm not in office. What do you want me to do? I have concepts of a plan. I can't do anything. You know, so it's got to be, if they want to win, they're going to have to really attack this hurricane and these hurricane and the aftermath of these hurricanes to show the American people that they actually care. They care about you. They don't just care about ratings. They're not just looking at how well they performed on Call Her Daddy and Hot Ones. And, you know, if James Corden was around, I'm sure Kamala Harris would do carpool karaoke. Kamala karaoke. You know, it would have been some shit like that. I'm surprised she hasn't been on Jimmy Fallon yet to play a fun game of charades. You know, it's crazy. I don't know when it all changed. The internet really, really, really has ramped up and changed the political landscape for us. I think when Trump hosted SNL, maybe that was a... when it started, I don't know. I don't remember if politicians in office really hosted SNL. And that was Trump running. He wasn't even in office. So I don't really know when it changed, but now it's your politicians care more about the cool shows that they can book. You know, the politicians are just comedians. Kamala Harris is doing the spots that are a comedian's goal. You know, we want to get on Joe Rogan. We want to get on Howard Stern. You know, these are the huge Goliaths of media that we want to get on. We want a late night spot on Jimmy Fallon. Kamala got it first. God damn it. We want SNL. Who got it? Trump hosted? God damn it. You know, we're losing spots. Comedians are losing spots and jobs to our fucking politicians. I mean, it's weird. I don't want to see my politicians or my future presidents on Call Her Daddy. Sorry. I don't really know. I know that Call Her Daddy in the past was just, it was like, I really don't know. But my fiance listened to it in college and now she's like, I don't listen to that shit. I mean, I listened to it when I was 21, you know, blowing guys. But now why would I listen to it? Good luck to Florida. Good luck to Kamala. Good luck to all of us. Where are we at in this podcast? Should we do? Oh, wow. We're at 40 already. Let's get into, I'll go back to the Diddy Bieber tape. Let's do some ad reads here, huh? Man, I like this episode. We're flying by. I like being with you people. Just so you know, I'm not trying to leave. I think I'm just worried about you. I know you have that appointment after this, so I'm just trying to make sure that we get everything wrapped up. Okay. Lucy Brown, baby. We love them. You know them. Our OG sponsor. We got some other sponsors on this podcast currently, but our one and only, our OG, original gangster of a sponsor, Lucy Brown, in the coffee shop of my dreams in Lexington, Kentucky. I can't wait to go back to Lucy Brown when I'm in Lexington in December at Comedy Off Broadway. Do you see how I did that seamlessly, that ad? I'm going to visit Lucy Brown while I'm there doing my shows in Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway, December 27th and 28th. Come out. I think those are the dates. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. I love Lucy Brown Coffee Shop. It's my favorite of all time. It's the best coffee shop ever. Small business owned, queer owned, woman owned. What else can I want out of a coffee shop? And the coffee's fucking delicious. I miss their iced Americanos every fucking day. I cry myself to sleep. You can enjoy Lucy Brown coffee without ever leaving the comfort of your home because they have coffee subscriptions, baby. Get a coffee subscription. I have one. I've had one since the start of this podcast. It is amazing. I can't recommend it more than I already have. And people on this pod that listen to this podcast are getting the subscription and they're enjoying it. And shout out to those people. You can enjoy Lucy Brown's amazing eclectic choice of coffee beans. Every month you get new and different roasters sent straight to your door. Not the actual roaster, but a bag of their roasted coffee. You know, if you're sick of the same old coffee you see at the store, I know I am. Dude, if I never buy Dunkin' Donuts Starbucks coffee again, I'll be a happy bitch. And I don't have to anymore because I have this coffee subscription. All you have to do is fill out the form on their website, their coffee subscription form, and then you'll get beans from different and exciting roasters sent straight to your door starting at just $20 a month. Are you kidding me? Visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I. browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. This is my favorite sponsor because it's right up my alley. You know, I don't know what else would fit me more perfectly than a coffee sponsor. And from my favorite coffee shop, I co-sign this coffee hardcore. I cannot recommend it enough. Use code Heather Shaw is kidding to get 10% off your first order. We love you, Lucy Brown. Can't wait to see you in December. If you're in Lexington, go see them. Go get the best coffee of your dreams in a great coffee shop. What an ambiance. Oh my God, the aesthetic there. Love it. We love you, Lucy Brown. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Ayora Growth, baby. Now listen up. If you are a small business owner, an SBO, baby, and you're looking to increase the revenue in a unique way, then listen the motherfucking up. Ayora Growth is another woman-owned business. I love women-owned businesses, okay? Women do it better. Ayora Growth is a woman-owned and run digital marketing and growth firm, okay? They do everything. I hire them. They edit this podcast. If you love the way this podcast is edited with the visuals, the graphics, you like the thumbnail on YouTube, it's them, okay? They do everything from websites, graphic design, social media management, photography, videography, ad campaigns, and more. They recorded my sets up in the Northeast. They did a fantastic job. I use them. I love them. Ella is queen. Their goal is to bring valuable growth strategy to small businesses that only large companies with significant capital have access to. If you're interested in growing your company or know someone that might be, go to ayoragrowth.com. That's ayoragrowth.com to get in touch with them and find out how you can grow today. I cannot recommend them enough. See, this is what's great about my ad reads. These are things I use, okay? Coffee from Lucy Brown. Ayora Growth does my podcast in stand-up comedy clips. Well, they film my shows. I got another person doing clips now, but that's here nor there. It's not because of Ayora Growth. It's because this is Make-A-Wish. Anyways, I use these. I can attest to them. That's why they are sponsors. Some people come to me and go, can we sponsor this podcast? And I go, what are you? And they're like, we're a shapewear company. And I say, fuck out of here. I don't know anything about shapewear. What do I need shapewear for? To hug my bones? Get out of here. So I only pick sponsors and ads that I can attest to. And I can attest to both of these. And I can also attest to the math. The Motivated by Mathematics man. I love him. He's our newest sponsor. He goes by the name Motivated by Mathematics. He's a motivational speaker, spoken word poet, recovery coach based in Boston. If you like Good Will Hunting, you're going to love this guy. He uses social media and merchandise to spread his message. And you guys should go show him some love. He needs it. I mean, I think he does. Anybody needs love. Everybody does. He makes amazing spiritual and recovery merch, which you can check out at motivatedbymathematics.com. He posts inspiring messages, which you can check out on Instagram at motivatedbymathematics. You can see his TED Talk. This guy gave a motherfucking TED Talk. Okay, have you done that? Let him motivate your ass. You can go see his TED Talk, music videos, and other speaking engagements on YouTube. All you gotta do is type in Motivated by Mathematics, MBM, bitch. Don't type in the bitch part. That's just for me. MBM, bitch. Check out his stuff. He's a great resource for anyone in recovery or active addiction. No judgment here. Anyone struggling with self-love and confidence, no judgment here. Or anyone that wants to support up-and-coming poets and artists, as you should. If you want him to speak at your event or have any questions, you can message him directly on Instagram. I sent him a picture of my wart and said, Motivated by Mathematics, what is this? He has not responded yet, but that's fair. Again, Motivated by Mathematics on Instagram. Follow him. Give him some love. If you don't want anything that he's offering, just follow him on Instagram. Show him some fucking love. To support his movement or buy merchandise, head to motivatedbymathematics.com. If he turns out to be a cult leader, don't sue me. Thanks to all our ad sponsors. We love you so much. That's that. That was a long one, huh? We did 5 minutes on ads. Sorry. All right, let's get into a Diddy update. Diddy and Bieber. Now listen, I'm not excited about this. In fact, I'm really horrified by this. This is the horrific podcast. I mean, we should just call this one Horrified. There's a rumor going around, and let me read just this. This male A-list celebrity who is the subject of an alleged sex tape with Sean Diddy Combs is horrified that the footage is being shopped around to media outlets. Two members of the star's inner circle told the Post, "It's triggering, feels like betrayal violation." More than one person is hawking the incriminating footage. First of all, what a piece of fucking shit to see. Now, a lot of people are alleging that this A-lister is Justin Bieber. The video shows a man who appears to be Combs having sex with a younger male who appears to be an A-lister. Both of their faces are clearly visible in the footage. It's a total nightmare. A lot of people are purporting this to be Justin Bieber. That would make sense. I could also see it being Usher, a younger Usher. However, video footage back then when Usher was a child or, you know, a teen or whatever was not as clear. So I would think that it would be more geared towards this could be Bieber. Because video footage is a lot more, you know, when Bieber was a teen tween hanging out with Diddy because his parents fucking sold him, you know, the video footage would be much more clear. So I do believe that there is video footage of Bieber underage engaging in sexual acts with Diddy. I mean, there's a lot of tapes, but this one is really fucked up. And the fact that anybody is trying to sell it is fucked up and they should be charged. I don't know what the law is with this. I am marrying a lawyer. That doesn't make me one. Okay, baby, I'm real dumb. The only bar I pass is a drinking one because mama don't drink. It's real fucked up. It's real dark. I hope to God this video never sees the light of day. Anybody that has this video, the video should be turned over immediately to the feds. Who's to say it's not the feds trying to sell it, though, huh? You never know. Everything is fucked. It's fucked up. I really hope that Bieber survives all this bullshit. Imagine you underage, being taken advantage of, especially if you're a male, taken advantage of by another male when you are not a gay male, even if you were. But, you know, there's a lot of homophobic men out there. Yeah, it's just, imagine having that tape as in it being in the hands of a greedy motherfucker who's trying to sell it, to trying to sell the worst moment of your life, getting taken advantage of. You're possibly drugged, you're possibly under the influence, you don't really remember it, but it is on tape. I mean, this is the reality for a lot of people. A lot of people kind of had this happen to them, and it's just real bad. And if you look at Bieber now, he doesn't look healthy, and I don't blame him or judge him for that. It looks really bad. He looks fucked up, man. Not drugs, just fucked up, like it's in his, you know, he doesn't seem well. So I hope it never sees the light of day, but that is apparently a thing that's happening out there. I would, if it ever got out public, I would judge anybody who even watched a second of that. Why are you wanting to watch that? What's going on in your head that you want to watch that fucking shit? You know, I can't even watch porn. Literally, it grosses me out. So, and I'm not trying to be, if you watch porn, great, great for you. I can't do it. It just, it doesn't gross me out because I'm like, oh, women, feminism. It's just gross, dude. It's just, it's forced and weird. It's such a weird thing. If you're going to watch porn, watch like homemade amateur shit where they actually know each other's names and like, you know, kind of there's a connection at least. I don't know. It's fucked up. But anybody wanting to watch that tape, yeah. Yeah. And I know there's so many people out there that would, and that's what's crazy. On Tuesday, attorneys announced that more than 100 victims, including a male who was 9 years old at the time. Okay, let that sink in. Texas attorney lawyer Tony Busby, great name, said more than 100 of victims, including a male who was 9 years old at the time, are expected to file lawsuits against Combs for alleged sexual abuse and exploitation. The Busby, the attorney, said, I want to focus on the ages of these victims. When we talk about the ages of these victims, when the conduct occurred, it's shocking. So it's just a fucking mess over there, man. It is... The fresh wave of complaints by 121 accusers were roughly split evenly by gender. Hey man, Diddy didn't discriminate. Anybody could get it. Spanned over 30 years and included 25 minors, with one child who was allegedly just 9 when they were victimized. That's so fucked. Dude, the more you read about this shit, it's real fucked. It makes me not want to... I don't want to know too much at this point about it. It's real fucked. I hope that Diddy dies in that prison cell. Why can't somebody take him out already? What are they waiting for? Just kill him already. Take him out. He doesn't deserve to live. He just doesn't. Fucking hell. Well, the VP debate, I didn't talk about it. The vice presidential debate happened. That's it. That's the news. I mean, what do you want me to say? No one cares about the vice presidential debate. What the fuck does vice president... What do vice presidents do? Mouth fart. Sorry, I was waiting for that one. What do they do? It's vice president debate? Ew, who cares? Vice presidents give substitute teacher vibes. No one respects them. We barely learn their name. We're like, oh yeah, hey. You know, they're in and out. We don't... Who cares? I feel, what the fuck do vice presidents do? Unless you're, the president is Biden's age and you're planning to take over. I don't know what the fuck they do. They're just the secondhand man. They're just like the backup plan. They're like the backup quarterback in case the quarterback gets injured or killed or something and you got to put him in reluctantly. You know, nobody cares about the VP. They're like president hype men. They just hype up the president. Yeah, yeah. You ready? Yeah, yeah. They're like the Flavor Flav of politics. Hey, boy, here we are. My name's Tim Walz. We came this far. We ain't going back, back, back. We ain't going back. Not a heart attack. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what they do. Nobody cares about the debate. I didn't watch it. I don't care. They're not running the country. Sit the fuck down. I mean, I don't care what J.D. Vance. It almost seemed like they were going to kiss. I saw some clips, and they seemed like they were into each other. It's like these men... They're so close to understanding each other. I think at one point J.D. Vance was like, you know, Tim, you make sense, man. I don't think J.D. Vance believes the bullshit that he has to spew. Because two, three years ago, he was talking about how much he hates Trump. And now he's got to be like, Tim Walz flat out said, do you think that Trump, you know, won the election? Do you think that was a fair? No, he said, do you think that's a fair election that Trump lost? And J.D. Vance couldn't say, yes, that was a fair election. Although I know in his heart, J.D. Vance really does believe that election was legit, but he can't say that because now he's on Trump's ticket. God, that's got to eat you alive at night. I couldn't be that person to just give away all my integrity and morals for what? To work with Donald Trump? To be a vice president on Donald Trump's ticket? Ew. Girl, I'd rather work at the Fashion Bug. But that's all I have for the VB debate. Nobody cares. They're substitute teachers that are showing up and trying their best. And it's like, you'll be gone tomorrow. We'll see you every once in a while as a blip. You know, it's whatever. Some fun news. Guess what state this news is coming out of? Mom and son used their real estate business as a front for their pretty women prostitution empire, cops say. What state do you think these people are from? I'll give you a hint. This state's about to be demolished by a hurricane. Oh, if you said Florida, you're right. A Florida man and his mother jointly ran a sprawling prostitution ring for nearly a quarter century. That's 25 years, if you're dumb. Washing hundreds of thousands of dollars via various front companies and real estate purchases. You know what? Let them. It's fucking prostitution. As long as they're not being pimps and hurting these women and they're giving women a fair cut. Heidi Fleiss, I support. You know, Heidi Fleiss was the escort queen. I support it. As long as, again, these women better be making their money, getting their bag. The only crime should be if they've been shorting these women money or abusing them. Let's see. Based on intelligence gathered and evidence obtained from records, there is reason to believe that Margareta Von Lambert is using her Florida real estate license to facilitate the laundering of illicit proceeds for her son, Christopher Jelovic. Okay, so this is weird. If it's her son, that's the pimp. Because any man who's managing escorts, you're just a pimp. I'm sorry. If she's just helping her son wash his money from being a pimp under her real estate license, then we got a problem. Many of the escorts working for them, and this is the first time I'm reading this article, so we're going on a ride together. Many of the escorts working for the mother-son team were registered as real estate agents and had valid real estate licenses. It's very smart. This is great. This is beautiful. This is a good business. I mean, real estate agents are one step away from prostitution as it is. I mean, everybody you know that didn't do well in college or didn't go to college, they're either a nurse or a real estate agent, you know, and that goes for men and women. Real estate agents are always one bad house sale away from prostitution as it is, so why not? All right, let's see. The son and mother were arrested on September 11th, never forget. Shortly after the son bought plane tickets to Brazil in the middle of the night, well, they're both detained on felony charges of money laundering, deriving support from the proceeds of prostitution, and if they come up with bail money, six-figure sums for each. The two will have to prove to a judge that the funds are not linked to any illicit activity, so they can't do that because all their money comes from that. The government's just mad when you make money and don't tell them. That's it. It's not really that they're mad about the prostitution because it's Florida. I mean, prostitution should be legal. You know what I mean? You can't have illegal. Is prostitution illegal? It should be legal. That state's going to be sunken by a hurricane. Let them, you know, suck dick for money. Well, the government's just mad that they're hiding their money from the government. You know, they don't like that. I don't have much information here in this article. Oh, here we go. The mother-son duo went into business in 2000. Fuck yeah. How old are these people? Hold on. There was an age up here. 48 and 70. The mom's 70. I fucking love this. Make this into a movie. Make this the second Florida project. The mother-son duo went into business in 2000 and have been targeted by investigators multiple times in the past, but have never been prosecuted until now. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to get some information about the prostitution here, but it's just kind of like, yeah, they made money. They purchased real estate. I like that they were hiding the prostitution as real estate agents. That's fucking fun. That's really fun. That's smart. Did they call their agency Pretty Women? Because that's fucking hilarious. I don't know. I just saw something that said once Pretty Woman was back up and running. That's funny if they named their agency Pretty Woman. That's smart. You know what? Make this a movie. It'll be huge. It won't be a Joker 2, but it'll do well. God, can we talk about Joker 2? That shit flopped. Now, did you know it was a musical? I had no fucking idea. I saw the trailer, and honestly, I saw the trailer before I was watching this movie in the movie theater last weekend. I need to tell you about it, and I will in a second. It is the best goddamn movie I've ever seen. Not Joker 2, the movie I went to see. But I saw the trailer for Joker 2 playing before this movie that I went to see, and I was kind of about it. I was like, oh, this looks kind of good. Like, you know, Gaga, dramatic trailer, Joaquin Phoenix. What can go wrong? I think Tim Dillon, one of my favorite comedians, had a had a cameo or did, you know, had a little bit part in it. I did not know that fucking shit was a musical. I did not know that. They did not advertise that right. I don't know if the director, I don't know his name, Todd Phillips. I don't know if he was trying to fuck with people, but you got to tell somebody if it's going to be a musical, bitch. That's something you prepare for. You know, that's like meeting up with somebody and them not telling you they want to do anal. You got to tell somebody you want to do anal. You can't just be like, okay, well, I had a burrito for dinner and I have not cleansed my asshole, so we're going to get a poopy dick here. You got to prepare people. You can't just go in like that. I would be so pissed if I went to see a movie and it turned out to be a musical. I hate musicals. I don't like it. I can't take myself out of it. I can't immerse myself into it. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, all these people know the same song and are dancing the same way. Oh, it just happens like that. I can't get into it. The only one I like is Grease and maybe Chicago. I haven't seen it. Seems like I'd like it. But I can't take musicals serious. I'm just like, oh, okay. So we all just know the same dance number, huh? This is just a pitiful flash mob. This is so gay. This is too gay for me. I blame my gay brother. You know, I grew up with my brother who's gay. And he's been gay his whole life, obviously. And the amount of show tunes I've had to listen to growing up, it's really turned me off from the whole thing. So Joker 2 flopped. Beyond it being a musical, it's just not a good story, I guess. It's just wacky. Let's read some fun Letterboxd reviews because I came across a bunch of great reviews here. So here we go. It's called Joker Folie à Deux. This movie is like when that one mediocre kid somehow got 100% on a test, but everyone knew it was just because he copied the actual smart kid. But then the smart kid changed seats, so he went on to get 0.5% on the next test because he couldn't rip anyone off anymore. All this to say this was fucking trash. All right. Joaquin Phoenix was not the Joker. The real Joker was me who decided to watch this. That's great. That's great. If the first film was supposedly going to incite incel terrorism and violence, this one might actually prevent it by boring them to a point of self-reflection. Accurate. I shouldn't have said, how bad can it be? You know, I really want to watch it now. Todd Phillips is the real Joker for making me watch this movie. Not even joking when I say these things. Not even joking when I say there are worse. These are worse than the Venom movies. I don't know what that means. I'd rather fall into a vat of acid than to have to watch this movie again. I mean, I don't know how bad it could have been. More films should be designed to purely piss off fanboys, like this one clearly is. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, nobody likes it. This one's good. I don't know. Maybe he should go back to making Hangover movies. You know, because the director used to make the Hangover movies. I mean, if I have to explain it, it's not very funny. Look, this is just what happens when you give a man named Todd criticism about his art. Yeah, it was a flop. It was a flop. I hate to say it, but Gaga doesn't do well for movies. She somehow has escaped a lot of flopping movies and somehow is still like very relevant. Even her art albums lately kind of suck. She's just so A-list now that she can do anything. She's so A-list. That Gucci, House of Gucci or something. I tried to watch that. That was a piece of shit. And she was, like, so theater kid in that. Like, I couldn't. Like, her acting was so not good. She's a little too much. I don't know. Is she the kiss of death for movies? It's not her fault that this is a piece of shit movie. She's just playing a part. But it seems like whenever she's in movies, it's like it's the Madonna effect. It's like, is this good or what's going on? I mean, she had A Star Is Born. That's like Madonna's Evita. You know, that was her thing. And now everything after that, it's like Madonna was once in a movie with Rupert Everett. Where she played Rupert Everett's best friend. Rupert Everett's I think that's the guy's name, is a gay man in real life. Yeah, I forget what the movie was called. You probably know it if you're a Madonna fan. What was it called? The Next Best Thing. Where basically Rupert Everett plays her gay best friend and they somehow hook up. I don't know, they get so drunk that they hook up. Girl, never once have I gotten so drunk when I drank that I fucked my gay friend. And vice versa. No man was like, let me bang that. That usually bangs men. But then she gets pregnant and decides to keep the baby. It's a fucked up movie. You got to watch it. But that was called The Next Best Thing. Next Best Thing. The Next Best Thing is not The Joker 2. But I kind of want to hate watch it now. What I wanted to say before I get out of here is a movie that I do love is called The Substance. You've got to see it. I talked about it on my Patreon episode. I'm sorry if you're a Patreon member, you got to hear this again, but I got to let the masses know. The Substance is the best film I have seen this year. As someone who deeply loves the movie Requiem for a Dream, this felt like Requiem for a Dream for women. It is so good. I don't care what any man's take on this film is. Don't listen to any man about this film, although I'm sure they loved it. It is a ride. It is so well done. The cinematography is amazing. The music's amazing. Demi Moore is amazing. Margaret Qualley is amazing. Dennis Quaid is amazing. The director is amazing. The story is amazing. It's original. It's gory. It is listed as a horror film, but it's so much more. It is amazing. I love it. I hope that there's Oscar buzz for this movie. It'd be nice to see a horror movie taken seriously, because they can be taken seriously when they're made like The Substance was made. It's fucking good. It is everything I want in a film. I'll be rewatching it very shortly. Go see it in the movie theater if you can. It's a very fun experience, especially the last 30 minutes. A very fun experience in the theater. People don't know whether to laugh or to gasp or to cry. At one point during the film, there were some gay guys in the theater. Love that. Again, they would never sleep with me and I would never get pregnant by them. So, Madonna. But there were some gay guys, and at one point, it was really quiet in the theater and something crazy was happening, and I just heard one of the guys go, "Oh my God." And if that's not a good review for a film, I don't know what is. It is. Now, is it gory? Yeah, but you can always close your eyes. You know, it's not that bad. You'll be fine. But it is just so incredibly well done. And I love Demi Moore. And I love that this was a film that she signed on to do. And she killed it. She absolutely killed it. Please go see The Substance. Go see it in a movie theater if you can. I understand if you want to watch it at home if you're too squeamish or scared. But it really is such a great experience in the movie theater to view this film with other people. Because you can literally hear people's audible reactions throughout the film. Funny parts, slick parts, gross parts, weird parts, creepy parts, unsettling parts. All of it is so much more fun to experience with a live audience. So go check it out. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you leave reviews on the podcast, I do read them all. Thank you so much, especially Sam from Indy, for that Unhinged podcast review. Review it if you'd like on Apple Podcasts. Rate it on Spotify. Leave a comment on YouTube. Do what you want to do. Join the Patreon if you want to hear me rip on Bentonville, Arkansas in full form. Or if you want every single extra episode I've released and will release in the future, it's all there on Patreon. $3 a month, as low as. You can pay $3, $5, $10, or $20. But you get the same access, the same thing. It's just an extra bonus episode of the podcast. Just depends how much you want to support Mother Shaw. I don't ever want to call myself that again. I'm sorry. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy is where you can sign up for that Patreon and get all those bonus episodes. I also sell the episodes on Patreon. If you don't want to become a full member, $5 a pop for each episode. So if there's a certain one you want to listen to, $5 a pop. Boom. Upcoming shows. I'm in Salt Lake City and Las Vegas in a week, October 16th, October 17th. Tickets at HeatherShawComedy.com. Naples, Florida. I'll be at Off the Hook Comedy at Naples, Florida, if Naples, Florida is still around and in existence. November 7th to the 8th. Fun little weekend there. Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Lexington, Kentucky. Fort Worth, Texas. All tickets for those shows are currently on my website, HeatherShawComedy.com. And again, if you are in any of these cities, I will have tickets up on my website shortly. Pittsburgh, Westchester, Tempe, Dania Beach, Tampa, maybe, if Tampa's still around. Atlanta, Chattanooga, Rochester, New York, West Nyack, New York. If I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry. New York City, Houston, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, and even more cities to come for the new year. Thank you so much for listening week in and week out. I love you so much. Stay gay. See ya.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.